I'm thinking, to use the cliche, he's singing my song. The president of Mexico, Andrés Manuel López Obrador.
Pretty good.
Hopefully it's close.
It is.
The president of Mexico. He feels his citizens don't care as much about their nation's history as they should, so he is engaged in an effort to change three-day holiday weekends. He wants to have specific days that are set aside to honor whatever the date might be to honor on that date. None of this three-day Monday stuff.
Oh,
hallelujah!
Yeah,
hallelujah!
He's a man after Charlie's heart.
Oh, my goodness. I'm not alone by this. He's a history buff, it says here in the story. And he was irked, he says. He says, because few Mexicans seem to know that yesterday was the anniversary of the adoption of the country's constitution. There have been some protesting already. In fact, it says here that there is an online protest petition already established for those who want to keep the three-day holiday weekend. There's got to be some compromise. I was looking at the calendar. Now, help me out here if this sounds right. So I'm looking at the entire year, and I'm seeing that Martin Luther King Day,
yep.
President's Day,
mm-hmm.
Memorial Day,
mm-hmm.
Labor Day,
mm-hmm.
Columbus Day. Those are all three-day weekends.
Columbus Day is a three-day
weekend? Yeah, we've established the three-day day. Yeah, because it's the Columbus Day observed.
Oh, all right.
Now, that's one of those days where it's like some observe, some don't. And, of course, Columbus Day has become,
Indigenous people.
Exactly, yep. Right. So,
right.
But it's still established as that right
okay.
now. So you got, what, one, two, three, four, we got five of those days.
Yes,
right. All right, tell you what. I'm willing. I want back Memorial Day and Martin Luther King Day. Again, we're honoring Dr. King. His birth date is specifically January 15th. We do it the third Monday in January.
Yes.
I think that his date of his birth is significant enough that it's a day that it should be set aside where kids stay in school and are educated and using purposes of that day to celebrate and honor and understand the legacy of Dr. King.
Yeah. Well,
but you can't do that if you're not in school.
Some are in school.
That's
though,
true. That's
yeah.
true.
It's not.
True.
It's not a blanket holiday.
And beyond that, the government takes the day off, and they don't deserve another day off. And again, I went back Memorial Day for the significance of its honor. And I understand some say, well, yeah, but you won't have the ability to be able to partake in all the honors and recognitions of services and things like that. I say, really? If St. Patrick's Day can be still celebrated on St. Patrick's Day the 17th, and people can go out and get drunk that day. They can set aside Memorial Day for a better day than that. Although we know in some cases, such as in Bay City, they choose a weekend close to St. Patrick's Day, like for the parade.
And this year will be March 15th.
Yeah. But in other places, if I'm not mistaken, New York City still does on St. Patrick's Day. They do the St. Patrick's Day parade on St. Patrick's Day.
On St. Patrick's Day, right.
That's all I'm looking for. You can still have President's Day, okay? You can still have Columbus Day, whatever day it is. You can still have Labor Day, fine.
Well, we need President's Day because when else are you going to buy mattresses? So
well, exactly right. Yes.
you need that Monday.
and maybe turn. I mentioned St. Patrick's Day. Turn that into your three-day weekend because so much celebration is going on. Find that Monday close to St. Patrick's Day. And for that matter, people clamoring for Super Bowl Saturday,
yeah.
Let's just make Super Bowl Monday. You can have that one. Keep the Super Bowl Sunday, and for all those who can't go to work the next day, we'll give you Super Bowl Monday. Okay, so I just want 2 days back, and I'll give you two other ones.
I think you're going to lose on the Memorial Day because that is supposedly the unofficial start, right, of summer. And think of all the businesses that count on that. So you won't win there, Charlie. You'll lose that.
But
yeah, you will lose there. And Labor Day, too, you will lose. Americans love, and that's why I said this is, I think you're on the losing side on this one, my friend. Americans love their three-day weekends because, as we have read numerous stories, Dave has reported on this, I've read them, you've read them, vacation times keep dwindling for many, many Americans. They continue to skip vacation days because they're afraid of what could happen if they miss work. Oh, so they are going to want that extra day whenever they can get it.
Yeah, they'd like that first day to travel and get organized or whatever, yeah. Then have a full day to relax and enjoy the recreational spots of northern Michigan, and then they have the third day to pack up and drive back.
Charlie, I appreciate your gusto with this position, but I just feel like you might be on the minority side on this one.
Memorial Day, when are they taking time to honor what the day is all about? After they pack? and I get it. A lot of people do take time to remember the days about.
Yes, they do.
Even if they do have some travel plans and things like that. I'm not trying to discount that. It's been just an ongoing, this goes back to, because it never was this way until, the 60s, early 70s when legislation passed to make these three-day holidays. And remember, for a while, Veterans Day was also a three-day holiday that they moved into October.
Right.
Which they changed back, thankfully. I remember that only because it fell on my birthday one year. I'm like, why is Veterans Day here in October?
Right.
I don't get this. And then they changed it back. All right. So you think it's an uphill battle.
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
All right. Well,
especially Memorial Day and Labor Day, just because I think that's just so ingrained now. Like you said, now that's over 40 years, at least with Memorial Day, right?
That's true, just too.
Everybody's used to that. That's the beginning of summer and the end of summer. Yeah,
but if we change it, they'd get used to it again. A whole new generation of kids would get used to it.
And everybody would, Charlie, I think a lot of people would say, you know what? I agree with you. Let's have Super Bowl Monday, too. Let's add that on top of it.
They would probably support that more than putting Memorial Day back on the original day.
It may be. That's possible.
Let's honor the National Football League. Of course, having said all that, come President's Day, I won't be here.
That's true.
Pat Johnston will be here. I'll be taking the day off.
Okay, you can take it off, eh?
But right. that's more company-driven, folks, than it is for me.
You're going to go mattress shopping.
That's what I'm going to do.
Well, I always say that's why I think the reason why they have mattress sales on President's Day was because George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, all of them, they thought in order to have a strong country, you needed a good bed.
Well,
you need good sleep.
Well, look what they slept on, though.
Right. That's right.
Good enough for President Washington and Lincoln. Give me that floor! 649 at WSGW. Again, the president of Mexico says he's going to try and push it in his country. I'm thinking I'll try and push it in ours, but apparently I'm going to fight a losing battle. Won't be the first one.